You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome back to the StudyClicks podcast. You are listening to Emer and Nessa from StudyClicks, and this week we are back, and apologies for the little pause in new content from us on the podcast. We've been flat out doing other bits of work for StudyClicks, so apologies for that. But if you ever do want to look for, if you're ever lacking some new StudyClicks content or want to get more regular updates on tips and tricks for studying and exams and things like that, then head over to our YouTube. We've got Gabrielle there doing amazing content on YouTube, and you've got our TikTok, you've got the blog, the community on StudyClicks. So there's always a never-ending stream of new content being released. It's just not always from yours truly, but we will try to keep it more regular.
That's right. Yeah. And I think people who are fans of the podcast, well, maybe they do get frustrated at our schedule, which is completely unpredictable and the most irregular podcast in the world. I'd say, like, we could never run an actual podcast because we would have no listeners. Thankfully, people need to do the leaving cert, which makes us relevant. But like Emer said there, I really can't recommend Gabrielle's YouTube channel enough. Like, she's so good at it and she's an absolute genius, but she's also really, really cool and funny. So she's just enjoyable to watch.
Shout out to Gabrielle.
Like, she, it's brilliant.
Yeah, and for anyone who's always listened to us on Spotify or wherever, and isn't aware of the fact that we now upload our podcasts to YouTube with video, you can actually see me and Nessa remotely just talk to each other. Just adds a little bit of visuals to the entire
feels like company thing. You know, yeah, we're there, we're real,
we're real people.
But let's get into this week's podcast.
Let's get into it. So this week's podcast is about prioritization and how to use prioritization techniques in your study, because as you know, there's a lot of work to be done, and going into the work that you're trying to do without any sense of how you should, what order you should do things in or what's more important than the other. And that can be really tricky and lead to some stress. So we are going to talk about some ways that you can implement prioritization.
Yeah. So before getting into it, we just kind of wanted to rattle off some points about, like, why it's important. So just from a personal perspective of running StudyClicks' Instagram, get a few messages on TikTok now as well. Some of the most common words are just, I feel so overwhelmed, I am so stressed, I feel like I'm on the brink of burnout. And there is, like, there is no doubt about it, there is so much to do, but a lot of people fall down and they do allow themselves to get stressed because they don't have the tools for prioritizing their time. And so if you kind of implement these techniques that we're about to go into, if you do it well, it'll definitely bring down your stress levels a lot. And that's kind of ultimately what our goal is.
Yeah, for sure. And it'll just make you feel like you're on top of things. It's so easy to spiral out of control or feel like you're not in control if you don't have a good overview of what you need to do and when you need to do it. So this will really, really help you ground yourself a little bit in that sense. Another good reason to do this is it will allow more downtime for you, which is always a good thing.
You
really want more downtime. So if you can prioritize correctly, the idea is that you get a certain amount of tasks done in a logical way in a certain amount of time. And then that gives you more time to do something nice with your time, meet up with friends, watch a TV show, whatever it is your hobby is. So as I'm sure you've experienced before in your life or are aware, if you don't have a plan, don't have nothing prioritized, you don't really know what you're going to do or when you're going to do it, you just sort of go, I have so much to do, I'm just going to cancel everything and just sit in this, wherever it is that you do your study, sit there and kind of freak out for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
And that's no fun. You know that's no fun, you the listener and also you, Nessa. But yeah, so you know that this will help. So just keep listening.
Yeah.
Give yourself more downtime. Who doesn't want that?
honestly, yeah, like time to live your actual life. And one of the other points is that like these techniques that you learn now, or that like you might learn from myself and Emer first and then might delve into it further or do your own research, because it's obviously only so much that Emer and I can tell you. But it's the fact that like this isn't just something that you can learn to help you with studying in the school. If you like use these techniques now and you get on really well with them in terms of how you like prioritize your time, it's going to be something that you can take with you to college. It's something that you could use in when you're like in a full-time job. Like, well, like me and Emer, we're no longer in school anymore, but we actually use these because we still have time and we still need to manage it a certain way. So like learning these techniques now are going to like super benefit you in the future.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to work for Study Clicks if you couldn't prioritize your time.
No,
because there's 100 things happening at any one time and you have to know, okay, I can only do a certain amount of things in one day. What's the most important thing? I'm going to do that. Okay, I'm going to spend X amount of time doing this. This is going to take me X amount of time, so I'm going to do half of it today. You know, all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just, it's an extremely important life skill, and you may not have needed to use it until now, but now it is a new concept that you need to learn, and that's fine. And that's, we're all here to learn. So yeah, keep listening to hear some, what we've put together essentially is our three prioritization techniques that are sort of tried and tested out in the world. And they are not the only prioritization techniques out there. You are free to listen to these and try them out, and if you feel they don't work for you, have a Google and look at some of the other ones. We're not going to go into every single one today, but we've picked three ones that we think are good solid ones to start with and give a chance to. So without further ado, let's get into
the very first technique. So this one that we've actually talked about, this very first technique called the Eisenhower Matrix, we've talked about in a few Study Clicks vlogs before, and it is a little visual might help here. It's kind of like a quadrant, but basically the Eisenhower Matrix is the idea of like taking a task and fitting it into one of these four quadrants. So
side note, if you want a visual, check out the prioritization blog on Study Clicks. Just head on Study Clicks, use our brand new search bar, which is extremely useful.
I have been waiting for this.
No, we've all been waiting so long for the search bar. It's finally here. Go onto the search bar, search prioritization, and then head down to the blog section. You will find the blog on prioritization, and there is a nice visual there for the Eisenhower Matrix. So if you do want a visualization while Ness is explaining this, check that out.
Yeah. So basically the idea behind it is that you're taking a task and you're dividing it into categories. So like, and the kind of the first category is like you're dividing it by urgent versus non-urgent, and then you're dividing again by important versus unimportant. And I felt probably the easiest way to explain this is by using an example. So say you have something that fills in both the box of being urgent and also important, and that could be the English essay that you have due tomorrow morning for your English class at 9 a.m. You have that due tomorrow and your teacher's going to be looking for it, so that is urgent and important. You have to do that straight away. Then you could have urgent, or it falls onto it's important but it's not urgent, and it could be to practice for your music practical, which might be a couple of months away, you know, that kind of a thing. But it's not urgent, but it's still important. And then say you're following, this is where I really hope people are actually following along with the visual, because it really does help. Then you would have something that is urgent, but it's unimportant. And the word unimportant actually is in the visual there, but maybe just to caveat that it's probably, not to say it's not important, but it's like, maybe like less critical. So maybe it's uncritical a word, but you could have something that is urgent but less critical, and that could be something like needing a new copybook or needing new pens or something like that. And then you have your kind of final category then, if you're looking at the quadrant, I hope you are, because it would be helpful to have the visual. You have something that is non-urgent and it's also non-critical, and that could be something like watching a half hour of a Netflix show, I don't know.
Yeah, that is the matrix. In theory, you have four different blocks, right?
Yeah.
And the first step is to just get certain, however, let's say you have a list of tasks, maybe a precursor, not a precursor, but something to do before you even start filling in your matrix, is to just write down a list on a sheet of paper of the tasks that you want to stick into this matrix. yeah, so get your list together first, and once you have your list, you can then start like putting your items into the quadrants. So, and then once you have your things put into the quadrants, you can then decide what you're going to do with them. So like, for example, at the moment, literally today, while working for StudyClicks, I did this with some other team members because we were deciding what we're going to build next for StudyClicks. And we have to come up with a system to decide like what's the most important thing to build next for our users, what's the most important things for us as a company to help us deliver our projects better. You know, there are certain like technical tasks that need to be done that mightn't affect the users as much, so that's less impactful, but it's like it's really important for us as a business. And so there's different, we kind of have to use this as well. And then the idea is that we have all of these ideas and things that we want to build and implement, and we have to put them into this matrix, and then based on how they are laid out in the matrix, we can decide what's coming up next and what gets pushed further down the line. And that's what you're doing with your tasks as well. So you need to weigh them up and say, which one do I absolutely have to do because things are going to fall apart if I don't do them, or like I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do them, or this is going to impact my marks if I don't do this, versus I should in theory do this, but you know, if I don't have it done by next week, it's not the end of the world, or you know, yeah, this would be nice to do, but the world isn't going to cave in if I don't do it. So yes, then you have everything up in your quadrant, right? And you have, what I would do is try to place things in the quadrant. Like, for example, again, this is really hard to do on a podcast.
Yeah.
But if it's like this, and for those who are listening, I've just drawn a rectangle with my hands, right? And you've got four smaller rectangles in that.
Mm-hmm.
And if something is really urgent and really important, then it's going to be in the top left.
Yeah.
And if something is really not urgent and not that impactful or important, that's going to be in the bottom right. And everything else that falls somewhere on the spectrum, you know, if it's really important but not that urgent, that will go somewhere in the middle on one of the lines, but like really high up, but then in the middle, you know, that kind of stuff. So the idea is that when you're done putting everything in, the different tasks will be in different sections of your rectangle, and then you can draw a line from one corner to the other, and everything that is above that line, i.e. the things that fall somewhere in the urgent and important spectrum, those are going to be the things that you focus on first. And everything that falls below the line, so the less important and non-urgent things, those will be things that will be pushed further down your list. And that doesn't mean that you won't do them. It just means that you don't need to do them now. You don't need to stress out about them now. You have them there in the back of your mind. You know that they need to be done at some point, but they don't need to be done right now. So that was a roundabout way of saying how you do the Eisenhower method, or the Eisenhower matrix. Again, sorry. It is actually hard to describe when you're not looking at the visual.
Yeah.
But what I would probably recommend is just literally give this a Google once you're done listening to this podcast, and see some visuals, or go onto the blog, like we said, and look at some, I'm sure there's YouTube videos of people doing this out and explaining it as well. So
yeah,
just don't listen to the podcast. That's basically what I'm saying. What we're saying is it's much easier to under, it's a really good technique and it will work really well, but it's easier to see in practice first. So if you're a little bit confused after our hairy description there, give it a Google.
Another thing I was going to add there is that with all of these podcasts that I'm uploading, whether that's on Spotify or YouTube, I've also started to kindly put time codes in. So if you want to like skip our introduction at the beginning, rude, but whatever, I'll also be like you know what, 7 minutes, whatever, we're talking about the matrix, and then under in that same little episode notes or whatever, you can put in all sorts of links. I will link the prioritization blog, so if you're listening to this, yes, you can find a direct link in the episode notes, as well as the time codes, which I think is very helpful. But yes, okay, so I think we'll park the Eisenhower matrix and stop describing this very visual
dear God,
prioritization
yes.
technique.
Yeah. to summarize, you're getting a list of tasks that you know you need to do, and you're finding out which are the ones that are really important and need to be done soon, and you're finding out how to put those in the first position.
Yeah, dividing up the tasks. I like it. And I like having a list of tasks and putting them into little categories. If I can, like, I love categorization. So moving on to the second technique we have for prioritization then is called the Ivy Lee method. And this is the idea that ideally it's something that you do the night before, but the night before you're thinking about what tasks you'd like to get done the next day, and you would set a maximum of six tasks that you aim to get done the following day, and you rank those tasks from the ones that you would most like to get done to the ones that you'd least like to get done, basically. So kind of rank them in order of their own kind of personal importance to you.
Yeah, and this is something that you can then use with the Eisenhower matrix that we just talked about, because you might say, okay, I'm going to write down a list of six things that I want to do tomorrow. And then you get out your matrix and you put those six things into those categories that you've created. And then from that, you get your order of what you're when you're going to do them.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to be strict with this. I think prioritization and these techniques are quite personal, or the way you do this is quite personal. So just because the Eisenhower matrix is like, oh, well, there has to be these four quadrants, I don't think that's necessarily true. You know, play around with it and see what works for you. I think it's totally fine if you say, oh, well, there's kind of like a subcategory in there of things that are maybe not as important, but you know, whatever, like play around with it and don't feel like you need to absolutely stick to the matrix as there. As long as you can, as long as you feel confident at the end of the exercise and feel like, okay, yeah, I feel good with this list of tasks I have here, and I feel confident that I'll get them all done. And yeah.
I think out of all the methods or techniques that we're going through today, the Ivy Lee method is my favorite, because I don't tend to work with six, but I like the idea of making a list the night before and then saying if I got all these done by the next day, I'd be happy. I think that's, for me personally, that's a really good way of just channeling some productivity in myself. But say, like, let's apply this to someone who is in 5th year or 6th year and they are going to bed some night on a regular school night and they're saying, right, I have six things I want to get done. One of them is finish my homework. That's like top of your, that's the one that's always ranked highest, is like get all your homework done for that day. And then maybe you would also have, I want to go over some Macbeth quotes. That's another task you wanted to get done. A third one is revise full sentences. Fourth one is read over whatever paragraphs you have about Lachine and how perfect she is. Like, just have like six tasks or whatever, and you can be like, well, I was humorous to saying there, but like not being strict. You have to be realistic, like things change every single day. Like we can say now, like have these, go to bed at night with these six things and then get them done the next day and then move on to the next, like, and then just like, rinse and repeat kind of a thing. A day will come and then you'll be thrown things in the middle of the day and you can just say, okay, three of these things I didn't get done today, because I added these other three things on today that kind of held a higher prioritization. I'll just take those three tasks and add them to my list of six that I'm going to get done the following day. Like you can chop and change, but it's just the idea of having this kind of little structure that helps organize and prioritize your time. But the idea of like the actual ranking of the importance, that is what, and like another thing, sorry, that I forgot to mention with the Ivy Lee method is that you don't start a new task until you actually finish one, because that's where things can get kind of hairy and you're easily distracted when you're kind of trying to balance several things at once. So if you focus on one and see it through to the end, that kind of really helps with managing your time properly. But I hate when I go on tangents because I forget my original point. But basically, that's the whole, like having the list is great, but make sure that you're doing the whole kind of ranking thing so that you're kind of, oh, be like the whole point of this podcast, so you're just being very aware of how well your time is being used at that very moment.
Yeah, and you might be wondering, well, sometimes I don't know the night before what I'm going to have to do the next day, because maybe half of what I'm going to do the next day depends on what homework I get or whatever it might
Yeah,
be.
totally.
So that is a fair point, and life is unpredictable, and that's totally fine, and we find ways to work around that. So maybe one option is to just leave a blank space or leave one or two tasks. If you know, you don't know yet what exactly it's going to be, but you know there's going to be something there, just put in sort of like a blank task that you could fill in the next day once you know what it is. Or if you really don't know anything, that you're going to do the next day because it's really dependent on something else, then just make sure that you schedule in a little bit of time the following, on the day that you're doing the study, just to make sure that you have time to put together the list if you can't do it the night before. But yeah, go easier on yourself. It's not the end of the world, but where you can do it the night before. But if you can't fill it out entirely the night before, that's okay.
It's always about like chopping and changing to suit you, because student life is very unpredictable and things are constantly happening.
But what sort of a downside, or maybe a vagueness that I find with the Ivy League method, is that they're sort of unspecific about how big those tasks should be. Because I could just choose 6 really easy things and do them, be like, I did the method, I'm great. So you do need some sort of way of deciding what goes in. And as we say, you have the Eisenhower matrix to help you prioritize those things. But in terms of what size of tasks you're going to put in, or which specific tasks, another technique that you could kind of mix into this, the other two methods, is one called the 1-3-5 method. The idea of this one is that it's kind of forcing you to prioritize based on the size of the task. So the 1 is 1 large task, the 3 is 3 medium tasks, and 5 small tasks. So again, it's helping you break things up into more manageable chunks. And you could, for example, say that the 1 big task that you're going to do today could be something in the realm of, you know, 1.5 to 2 hours. That would be a relatively big thing if it were taking, again, remember, this is all within one day. So something that's taking 1.5 to 2 hours of your day, of your, like, what, you're conscious for 18 hours of the day or so. So that's a good chunk of your day. So I would call that a 1. That's your 1 big thing. It could be an English essay. I know English essays used to always take me ages. And I always find them really annoying. And that would always be like the big thing in my head. I'm like, oh, once I get that done, everything else will be fine. Everything else will be a breeze once I get that out of the way. So, you know, obviously the task that makes you feel that way might be different to the English essay, as it was for me. Maybe the English essay is the really easy thing for you, but that's your 1 big task. And the 3 medium tasks could be something like, you know, maybe finishing off the exercises that your teacher gave you in maths. Maybe those might take sort of a 30 minutes each, 20 minutes, 30 minutes each. And then the 5 small tasks could be just sort of quick things to keep you organized. Things like, you know, if you got handouts that day in school, making sure they're put into the right organizational structure in your folder, or making sure to write down any new vocab that you got that day in French, make sure to put that into your vocab book. So things that might only take you 5 minutes each. And then when you put that together, you might have about 4-ish hours altogether in that thing, which is, I think that's a reasonable chunk of work. Again, it's hard to say. Like, we get this question all the time, like, how long should I study every evening? And it's so
cannot answer
for everyone. And we're not gonna go and say it has to be 4, like that was just a random example that I came up with of how long I think those particular examples that I gave might take. 4 is not the perfect study time. You know, it might be 2 for you, it might be 1 for you, it might be 6 for you. It depends on what time of year it is. It depends what year you're in. It's so dependent on many, many things. So don't go getting it into your head that it needs to be a certain thing. But that would kind of roughly amount to a day's and evening's work, let's say. And that is the idea, that using that 1-3-5 thing helps you keep everything on track and still achieve a lot. And obviously, if you're achieving 8 different tasks, that feels really, really productive. So I think that's a good one. I especially like the 5. I think it's like really good to get those little ones, and they make you feel really good about yourself.
Especially if you start with the little things as well. Well, like, it depends, like you said there, like, how you order it is up to you, but like, it's the whole thing of the dopamine hit of the small thing can be a good thing to get you going.
Well, yeah, I would say that with that method, most people do say that you're supposed to start with the big one. But I know you and I have said on the podcast a couple of times that, like, if you want to get motivated to study, if you're making a plan, that a good thing to do is just do a really easy one first, so that, as you say, you get that dopamine hit and then you're ready for more. So I think we would maybe diverge a little bit from the recommendation there of doing the biggest one first. I see where they're coming from, and I agree. I think, like, maybe do a quick one, get the hit, and then go and start on the big one, because it is like such a relief to get the big one out of the way, and then you feel much more the other ones just seem a lot easier after it, and they'll fly by. So maybe a mix of our advice and their advice. Yeah. Yeah. Did I say it? That's so funny. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh God. I'm immediately less credible now as a study expert. You know what it is? In my head, the 5 and 3, I'm so aware that 5 and 3 equals 8. And I think I just ignored the 1. Anyway. That's so funny. I said, oh God. Yeah. 9. Achieving 9. Yeah, I see those all the time, but I think there actually is logic to those. I think there's a reason why people all feel the same way, because I think I like, you know, the way some people are like, oh, I really feel like September is the Friday of the year. And it's like, well, yeah, because it's like at the same time in the calendar as the day is in the week. And then there's certain of those things. I think it's a mix, like it's kind of like that. Is it synesthesia? Yeah, so look up synesthesia if you've never heard of synesthesia. It's an interesting concept. Yeah, I think it is colors, and you assign somebody, you assign something a color. Anyway, but I think it's similar to that. Like your brain assigns a certain idea to something. Yeah. But were you going to ask me what my favorite multiplication is? I don't know. Thanks. I just thought that's where you were going with your point, and that you'd forgotten to come back to your point. I was helping you out, and then I didn't have one. Yeah. Yeah, I do that too. But then I'm like, I know that I do that to people. So when I then ask someone something with the hope of them asking me back, and then they don't, I'll just be like, this is what I did. Because I'm just like, whatever, you know, like we're all victims of this, or we're all culprits of this. I think the 135 is my favorite, actually, just because I love the number 8. it just, to me, that's the most logical, and I like incorporating that many small tasks. I just find the other ones are good. I think, as we were kind of saying, a mix of the three, you can use all of them together in a way, and I know it clashes a little bit because the Ivy Lee one says use 6, but And I think there's pros and cons as well too. I think the 1-3-5-1 is good in a pinch if you just sort of you know you need to put the list together, but you don't want to spend ages thinking about it. You just write your things down and off you go. Whereas the Eisenhower matrix is really good because it actually helps you think about how important each task is, and like you're properly prioritizing it and going, hold on a second, do I really need to do this one now? No, okay, I'm not gonna stress out about it, let me put that on a different list. But it obviously takes more time out of your day to do that thinking. So if you are rushing and don't want to stress yourself out by using up more of your precious time, the Eisenhower one can be a little bit cumbersome or, like, you know, time consuming in that way. So they all have pros and cons. And I guess the point of this podcast was not for us to necessarily tell you to use one over the other. It was more to just introduce you to these if you've never heard of them before and try them out. And as we say, these are not the only three that exist. There are more. Have a look at some other ones. We just wanted them to be on your radar. Yeah. Yeah, and we've all been there. And as well, it is obviously best to make the plan the night before so you're not trying to fit it in the next day, but it might happen that you make something the night before and then you come home from school the next day and you've got your list ready, but you're just like, oh god, I want to do nothing today except lie in my bed because I feel awful, my brain is so fried after two at school, maybe something bad happened at school, and you're just like, that's okay, you don't have to, just because you made the list, you know, do it the next day, or just, you know, just reorganize your life a little bit, not life, but like reorganize your list a little bit to accommodate for that. But don't worry if you can't do everything that you set out to do in that day. Be nice to yourself. It's fine. Something as well, you obviously, we agree with prioritizing and making lists. You know, we love a list. You know, we love a plan, but it can be and not so nice feeling, and we talk a lot about how amazing it feels to get all the things on your list done, and on the flip side of that, it does not feel good if you don't get all of your things done. In fact, it can make you feel even more stressed than you did before you made any list at all. So it's important to remember as well that it is okay if you don't get everything done. It doesn't mean that the world's going to end. It just means that you have to add another task on to the following day or the following week or whatever it might be, and push another lower priority task a little bit further out. It's fine. These things happen. You need to train. If you're someone who gets easily anxious by things like that, you need to work on that a little bit and just make sure that you're not, you know, imploding. if you're like, oh no, I didn't do that today, and you know, I had six things and I really needed to do that today and I didn't get it done today, I feel awful. Yeah, you just have to be kind to yourself. There's no other way around it. You have to. People make mistakes. Life is not perfect. Things don't always go as planned, and that will always happen forever in life. And the sooner you accept that, the better. So if this is the first time you're kind of coming to grips with things not working out as you planned them, then that's okay, and that's going to happen, and you need to get used to it, and you will, and it's fine.
Yeah.
But in terms of just like that got very philosophical all of a sudden. But if you just in terms of actually studying, don't worry too much if you don't get everything done. Just put it on to your list for the next day.
You're human after all. I feel like you can't help but get philosophical on this podcast. It's just
listen, modern day Socrates. Next question.
The next question that you could grapple with, or that we could get based on this podcast, is, well, like, people might not know how to prioritize. Like, how do I know what things fit in what certain categories. So there's a number of ways of doing this, of looking at it. One could be from a coming at it from a time perspective. So like I said before, like when it comes to like homework that's due the next day, that's like top priority. Like that's very obvious. But then you could like kind of think about if it's coming up to your leaving cert and you have like seven or what different subjects and you're kind of thinking what needs more time than the other. You can also think of it in the way of like your strengths, you know, like if you're kind of naturally stronger at maths, you'd spend maybe a bit more time working on your English. Or if you're kind of at that stage of the leaving cert where you know what subjects need the most work and that you actually are aiming for a certain grade of them to get into a certain course, you know that these particular topics within the subject should get the most attention from you because they need work and you need to improve on them. Also from a time perspective, you can nearly like divide it into like long term and short term. So like short term stuff that like you can achieve quite quickly, that would be kind of good to put quite to give higher prioritization to that. And then more the long term stuff, if it's possible, you could break down any of those kind of tasks. Say it's just kind of maybe, I can't really think of an example now. It could be just like learning like an Irish, one of the plays so bad, one of the Irish stories maybe. And it's kind of maybe breaking that up bit by bit that you actually do take it into manageable chunks and then you kind of slowly prioritize that way, if that makes sense.
One thing I wanted to say as well is that you might not know how long a task is going to take you, how big it is, how hard you might find it, and therefore how much weight to give it when you're trying to do those other prioritization techniques, because some of them require you to decide whether it's a big task or a medium task, and you're just like, I don't know yet because I don't know. And my advice there would be to always overestimate how big the task is instead of underestimating it, because underestimating it will lead to you feeling disappointed that you haven't done something in time. So, and overestimating it will either give you the leniency to take a little bit more time to get something done right and do it well, and or else give you a little bit of extra time in your day to finish up early or whatever. So generally I would overestimate things to avoid that feeling of disappointment. And then like over time, I think you would get better at judging these things yourself. So, but if you're starting out, I would overestimate.
Yeah, 100%. And the next question I have on my list for someone wanting to know how they would prioritize their time is how to know how much time to spend on each task. And well, that kind of ties into what Emma was saying, you will get better at it with time. But we are going to use this to tease the next episode. Stay tuned.
What's it gonna be?
Knowing our schedule, it comes out after the leaving cert and it's no longer relevant.
2025.
But we have a podcast basically coming up that kind of actually goes hand in hand with this one. We were nearly going to record that as one, but we decided there's actually a lot of knowledge in both of them and they kind of are two separate categories, but they tie into each other quite well. And that is basically time management. And time management techniques. So that'll be the next one. Stay tuned. We'll kind of run through our favorites and how they can actually work for you. And again, help you manage your time better, as the word time management would suggest.
Yeah, definitely. So these two podcasts will go hand in hand once that one is released. I think you can't prioritize without time management.
You really can't. And yeah.
You can't manage your time without prioritizing. And you can't do any of this without lists and planners. So go check out the Study Clues 100% planners.
100%. They're linked in the show notes. I'm going to do it.
Or use our fancy new search tool to search plan or planners. Yeah, that's pretty much it for today. It's a really nice day outside. So
yeah, Emer is just like, why do I
go bask in the sun?
Here recording. Yeah, I'm going to go get an ice.
No, I love to be here. I love recording the podcast for our loyal listeners.
I have been thinking about getting a twister for like the last half hour.
Oh God, I haven't had a twister in ages.
I'm going to watch the center now.
Wow.
There we go.
Wow. I paid so much money for a 99 the other day.
Oh,
I don't even want to talk about it.
Just the inflation is absolutely disgusting.
Just
it
ridiculous.
Should be 99
anyway
cents. It should be 99.
It was worth it because it was just like it was the first one of the year. Yeah, you know, that the first 99 of the year is so good.
You can get a 99 actually. Anyway,
do that. Treat yourself.
To think about. Anyway, thank you for listening to another episode of the Study Clues
podcast. Thank you for listening. Yes, please go check us out on our social media channels. Give us a review, follow us wherever you can. Get in touch if you need anything or if you have any questions, have any suggestions. info@studyclicks.ie is our email. Set up StudyClicks account if you don't have one already, but if you do, log in, you can chat to us via the little chat icon.
And you can also like chat to us on all our social medias. So we're StudyClicks everywhere, basically. And please, we would absolutely love if you would rate and review this podcast, but only if you like it. If you have criticism, refrain from hitting the 1-star, 2-star, or 3-star. Just send us a little DM with your thoughts. But also be
yeah, we're not averse to feedback.
No, we're not.
Or constructive criticism. Even, we will hear it.
Maybe we might not like it, but we'll hear it. And we will try to take it on board.
I know. I know.
Sure, that question. Here we go.
Yeah. But no, it would mean a lot. So do. It warms our little hearts.
It does. It means a lot.
So do that. But anyway, we leave you go. Okay. Catch us next
Bye
time. For some time management tips.
See ya.